This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Gigi Dover and The Big Love is a Charlotte-based band that combines Southern folk and rhythms with instruments from East India and North Africa. The result is a style of Americana that the group calls Gypsy Folk. The group's latest album is called Traveling Through, and they join me now in our studio. Gigi Dover on vocals, Eric Lovell on vocals, guitar, and sitar, and John Spurrier on percussion. Welcome to all of you. Great
Thank
to have you.
You
here.
Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon.
You're Gypsy Folk, what do you mean, Gigi?
Well, music that kind of changes rooms, changes tempos, tells a story.
What got you interested? I mean, is this a kind of thing that evolved as you did music, or are you interested in bringing in, you know, sort of looking for a different sound?
I believe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been I grew up listening to all kinds of music. Right. And so it's always been a bit of a mix when it comes to whatever I was writing or what comes around. What we have is we have Eric Lovell here, who plays many different instruments. He plays a sitar and a rabab. And we have a drummer percussionist here, John Spurrier, who also is able to bring those rhythms and things to life. That's kind of what
we did. Well, you know, the BBC had a radio show called Talking About Music. And I always thought that was the silliest thing in the world to name a show because you could play the music and actually give you a better answer
right?
to my question. And yet I asked you to talk when really I should ask you to play a song, would you?
Absolutely.
And they fall behind.
Gigi Dover and the Big Love performing a song called Little Worries. The band's new album is called Traveling Through. The group is Gigi Dover on vocals, Eric Lovell on vocals and guitar, and John Spurrier on the percussion. So you had a little whelp, a yelp, a holler in that. What was that? That was
boo whoop.
Yeah.
That is that's how we call our dogs
in from the yard. Yeah.
Well, that's I love the way it works in the song, because what you do, you do things that I wish more bands would do, which is like have a lot of fun with the rhythm and make that, you know, yeah. I mean, it sounds silly to say integrated with the song. Of course it's integrated, but there's a way in which you make rhythm work for you. And then the textures, hand clapping, calling your dog, that's
right. Right. Thank you. Yes, that's what we have fun with. Exactly.
But what was the inspiration? Like, were you doing the song and then just wanted to make that sound? Or is this an homage to your dogs? Or?
Well, actually, the dog, you know, we have a little Frisbee dog. And yeah. When she would catch it, I just started kind of doing boo. It just kind of came out.
Oh, the dog catches the Frisbee. You don't throw the dog.
No, I don't throw the dog. Okay, the dog goes out when I toss the Frisbee.
Because when they go in those little chain nets,
Right. No. And so when she would catch it, you know, it's a celebratory little sound. And Eric is sitting on the porch and he says, we need to put that in the song somehow. He's watching me and he listens. Really, we need to put that in the song.
We really kind of wanted to take the opportunity to put hoots and hollers, indigenous sounds to our southern culture, into our music, because a lot of the African music and things that we listen to, there's a lot of, you know, all that kind of stuff
lots
going
of
on.
That going
well,
on.
The, you know, we'd be kind of fronting if we did that, but we can definitely go, whoo!
Because it's not the same sound. These are textures that you hear, and I think and I think also one of the things that happens in really good hip hop music is you get a lot of nice textures that make you at least evoke an urban landscape very often, and that's what makes to me the music interesting. Well, you, Eric, have picked up the sitar both professionally and now literally because you're ready to play the sitar. But let me ask you before I ask you to play the next song, when you decided to do that, is that something you've done for a long time or is it recent?
Yeah, I started probably playing about close to 20 years ago now. I was playing in another band, and I was living with the bass player, and he had one. And
the bass player had a home?
Yeah, we were both living in an apartment. It's suspect. The apartment's questionable in itself. But we had rooms full of instruments. I was working and touring, so I was home during the day, and he had a straight job, so he would come home in the evening and I would be sitting around playing his sitar, and eventually he was like, dude, get your own, man. So I ended up getting my own. I bought some, you know, Ravi Shankar books and CDs, and this was actually pre-internet, all the information that you can get in the world, so I had to read and listen and practice up. I have had a few formal lessons since then, but that's really what sent me down the path was I always loved this kind of music and that sound influence from the Beatles and Traffic and all that kind of stuff. And so there was the opportunity, and it just stuck, you know.
George Harrison introduced that to Ravi Shankar, I think. No, it's a joke. It's a joke. Would you want, well, so you do something for us now? You do something?
Yeah. Play a little bit.
The CD is called Carolina Lily. Thank you.
Carolina Lily is an instrumental from Gigi and Gigi Dover and the Big Love's newest album called Traveling Through. Great song, another great song. And let me ask you quickly, Eric, if I can get you to stand in front of that microphone. What you, sort of how you brought your, because you'd been playing guitar before you learned to play
sitar.
Yeah,
I'm primarily a guitar player.
And so in a lot of ways, it seems to me that that influences your sitar playing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I am just a big old guy from North Carolina. So there's so much of it can, it's only going to transfer, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a rock and roll guitar player by trade, so. Some of those licks do come through, but because of the way it's tuned and the way the instrument is fretted and the technique involved, it does make you think about things
right.
in a lot different way. It operates in quarter tones as opposed to half-step moves like Western instruments do. So you have to phrase, or you can move the frets, because that's one of the things about a sitar is that you move the frets according to what scales that you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I play in primarily as the Bazawala scale, and it's the most Western-friendly.
I see. So, it's great sounding stuff. And the blend, I think, again, I mean, if you think about any of our instruments, the banjo comes from Africa. It
exactly.
had a sound when it was played there. It gets blended with other influences, and then it ends up in bluegrass bands.
Yeah,
so
we first did this on a cover of Ode to Billy Joe. And when the section of the song, when they, whatever it is, they throw off the bridge, is thrown off the bridge, we go in this long kind of extended raga jam that changes tempos and gets all chaotic and what have you.
Cool stuff.
So it all kind of worked.
So you have an homage to your dog with the dog call, and I understand you have a cat song on this.
Right, the title track, Traveling Through, is kind of inspired by our cat. We had a piano-playing cat.
A piano-playing cat.
Yes, for a few years. She usually liked to play at night.
Uh-huh.
When you couldn't really be ready with a microphone to catch it. But she would run the keys, and I've had cats all my life, and I've never had one to play the piano like this. And so she left out a little early in the game, and we decided we'd write a little song about it.
A lot of these songs on this record have been inspired. We don't have kids, but we do love our pets, and a lot of the
We're
songs on
people.
This album have been inspired from our pets. We went through a significant amount of pet loss at one point.
Ooh,
we had a couple border collies, 15 and 16, and a cat and another little dog that they both kind of checked out a little early. And instead of trying to just write songs about lamenting about the things that you have lost, we wanted to wait till there was till we could appreciate the moments that we had and the love that they showed
us
and that we were able to grow from it. And so that's kind of what a lot of the theme of the record is based on.
Well, given your ear for texture and sort of ambient sound, let me ask you the music, when you write a song for an animal like that, are you trying to capture the character, or are you trying to also include, maybe both, a little bit of the sound, a little bit of the texture that animal created in your home?
Well, I think
both.
Yeah. The main riff in the song here of Traveling Through, there's a little piano riff. And in the concept of the song, that's the cat playing the piano. It's a little melody, like, let's see, it's like that the piano player will play, and obviously not today, but in our mind, and when we wrote the song, that was the melody that the cat would play.
And not because we don't have a piano, but the cat's no longer here.
That too.
Right.
I'm going to let you play us out on that one. So first, I'm going to thank you very much for being on the program, and then I'm going to tell everybody who you are and what they've been listening to. Charlotte-based band Gigi Dover and the Big Love performing live in our studio today with Gigi Dover on vocals, Eric Lovell on vocals, guitar, and sitar, and John Spurrier on the percussion. The new album is called Traveling Through, and you can find out more about them at our website, stateofthings.org. It's a program produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, and Charlie Shelton Ormond. Robin Copley is our technical director. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Gigi Dover and the Big Love.
Thank you, Frank. Corner of the room.
traveling through. I stop and I smile when I hear a tune coming from the piano of my